Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
You have to stop the world. Just to say it's Friday. That Friday feeling. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes tickets. We've got them all day. They start in an hour. We're doing them every hour from 7.05 until 5.05. You guessed it, on the fives.
I hear those kids are pretty happening.
Oh, they're amazing. Mm. Mason did a whole breakdown of, you know, what's the same about them, what's different about them.
I missed the Mason bit?
Oh, yeah. It was yesterday.
Oh!
Yeah. Amazing on Instagram.
Fudge.
She really, you know, she opened my eyes to a few things. Do you know that Shawn Mendes is like 6.5 feet tall, but that Benson Boone isn't even 6 feet tall? What?
I saw now a clip of Benson Boone on Fallon. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's going to get really sick of this at some point, but he did it to himself. Fallon, this is just a clip I saw, so I don't know all the stuff, but he's promoting the new album that's coming out. Benson Boone, our boss has heard it and was like, this thing's deep. It's got hits on it.
Nice.
Not one, multiple hits.
That is good.
Which is great. But there he is on Fallon, and Fallon talks to him about, so you throw flips all the time. And of course, he's like, you know. And so Benson Boone stands up, gets on his desk, and throws a flip. And I was like, yeah, he can do that so easily, no problem. But you don't want to be the flip guy, do you?
Well, you want to be more than the flip guy.
Yes.
It's one thing to be the flip guy and people go, I'm noticing you, continue. Mm-hmm. And then you do continue and they go, you're more than just the flip guy.
Right.
But let's take it back to the flip. It's like, what do the girls on Friends say? Bring back the comedian. You know, we need the kiss. More kissing.
What? What's this Friends thing? What's this reference?
They're doing an innuendo about how men and women like different things in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And they're referring to foreplay as
the comedian
before the main act.
Mm. Oh, oh.
And Chandler's like, and then after the main act, you're looking for the comedian again.
Yeah. Bring back the comedian. So I'm just saying, you know, if you like warmed us up by doing the flip, but then we love you because of this other thing, don't forget why we fell in love with you to begin with. Let's do some flips, Benson. Don't be bitter about the flips. Bitter Benson. Although I don't know that much about him. I've only seen a couple interviews and the videos and stuff. But he does seem like a pretty cool person. Like, mm-hmm. He seems like he's enjoying it. He's wide awake. He's looking around himself and figuring out what he can jump off of. You know, that kind of person. So I'm psyched for him. Anyway, Benson Boone and Shawn Mendes, today is your last chance. All day long, 7.05 to 5.05, we will give you code words. You text them to our contest line, and you could win tickets to Benson Boone on October 1st at the Chase Center and Shawn Mendes October 14th at Frost Amphitheater, courtesy of Golden Voice. Your first chance, your first code word is coming your way in about an hour. It's 7.05. I want to acknowledge something just really quickly because we are not a political show. But the S that's going down between Donald Trump and Elon Musk is so frigging hilarious and so complete. Like, I really wish I'd placed a bet on, are they going to break up at some point? Is there going to be, you know, the thing where I don't want to say I'm in hog heaven, but I'm in hog heaven. I've been just reading this stuff and going, oh my God. So I had a whole thing this morning, and Maddie and I had a long conversation about, you know what? We are not a political show. It doesn't ever make everyone happy. Always someone will be mad, but we just want you to know that that's out there if in case somehow you haven't been hearing that stuff. And it's hilarious.
And the news folks are just like sitting watching.
Yeah.
Truth Social and acts like,
yes,
what's next?
What are they going to say next?
Can't wait.
They're
can't
doing
wait.
Whole shows detailing the back and forth between these two like gigantic babies. It's unbelievably fun. And there's so little fun in the world right now that I really feel like this, even though these two people are ruining everything, at least they don't like each other anymore. Ketamine. It's a thing. Okay, so just quickly, I want to say I was reading these quotes from Terry Bradshaw. I'm not an Aaron Rodgers fan at all, and I'm sure he's fine, whatever. He's said some stuff that really bums me out, and I'm immune, and blah, 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 and et cetera, et cetera. And he was a Packer just like forever. That was his team, and he had a great career. He didn't need to do any more. He goes to my most hated, well, I guess John's most hated team. He goes to the Jets, and now he's out. And so last week before it was determined that he's going to the Steelers, which is what's happening, Terry Bradshaw was making these comments that were really funny.
If you don't know, Terry Bradshaw was at one time, like football was different then. He won 4 Super Bowls. Mm. He was a great quarterback.
Yes.
He didn't throw the same way they throw today, and they had running backs, 2 of them, so they did more of that right. type of football. But he was a huge star before he became a TV broadcaster.
Yes.
And then he's been on Fox, the Fox weekend thing. Football for 30 years? 20 years?
I don't know how many years, but forever. The dude's a fixture. Like, if you know anything about football, you know, and even if you don't, you've heard of Terry Bradshaw. He's just like, you know, I think once you become a really successful broadcaster, you can kind of transcend where you came from. But he, you know, I think he's fine.
At that time, there were a lot of people, they have their local team. They love him. They're like, I love, and you name it, whatever. The Buccaneers, whatever.
Sure.
But if you have a crappy team, you also had another team. And a lot of times people were like, well, my backup team, since they'll actually still be playing come playoff time, is the Steelers or is the Niners or is.
Sure.
So that's just one of those.
I also like this other team.
I followed the Steelers. I also followed the Raiders. That was another team where you'd be like, I mean, they're a show.
Yeah.
You can't not look
right.
Al Davis and the whole the craziness.
And yeah. Let's not forget Terry Bradshaw starred in one of the greatest movies of all time, The Cannonball Run.
I didn't realize that. Thank you for sharing that. That's a Burt Reynolds movie, isn't it?
It sure is.
It's one of the greatest movies of all time.
Okay, I didn't. You have a large part in that.
Not large,
like,
but
just
memorable.
A cameo and
yeah,
famous dude, and they threw him in there.
So just to give you the background on his comments now, as he's in his, he's got to be 70 something, right?
He's got to be. And so, yeah, so he's a reporter, you're a broadcaster. And so he's talking about this potential trade. And
he's 76, by the way.
76, that's about what you'd think. So Aaron Rodgers has agreed to terms with the Steelers. He's expected to join the team for mandatory minicamp next week. It looks like it's a one season deal. He will start and he'll turn 42 during the 2025 season. So last week, Terry Bradshaw was talking about this. He said, him going to the Steelers, that's a joke. That is just to me is a joke. What are you going to do? Bring him in for 1 year? Are you kidding me? That guy needs to stay in California, go somewhere, chew on bark, whisper to the gods out there. He also revealed he's not a big fan of Rodgers personally. He said, you get in that guy's presence, you feel like it's going to start snowing. He's cold. Wow. He always looks hangdog to me. Like Aaron Rodgers has that look like.
He's a weird dude.
Mm.
Yeah. And I don't mean because he took ayahuasca or what was the darkness retreat.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think there's anything wrong with doing things to try
explore,
and
have
find
fun.
Yourself. Burning and if you're a dude without a family, you've got a lot of free time.
Yes.
You know, off season, go do whatever you want. But what Terry's referring to there is that sort of ayahuasca.
Yeah.
Finding yourself stuff. But it's because in part, this whole thing has been done in such an Aaron Rodgers way. They've been talking to him for months. Mm. Months and months and months. 6 months, I think. It was already widely known. He's supposed to go.
Before the season ended.
Yeah, before that he's going to go to the Steelers. Like, that's the talk.
Right.
But no, he can't sign. He's got to wait. He's got personal problems. And he might. Mm. But the point is, everything is done on Rodgers' time, and he's
a giant egomaniac.
Special
is what it seems
at all times, and that's what Terry Bradshaw's referring to. It's hard to have a team atmosphere when there's one person who has to have everything that way.
You know,
this way, my way.
Aaron's also estranged from his family, and his brother was I think he was a contestant on The Bachelorette, and then became the Bachelor, or maybe vice versa. I think his name was Jordan, and they they kind of addressed it without addressing it, that like Aaron was not beloved. It was Aaron. It wasn't like that the family, whatever, everybody has their side to the story. Right. Mm-hmm. But I want to say they lived like up in paradise.
They're, I believe Chico area. Right. And then he was a Cal guy.
Yeah.
Aaron was.
Mm-hmm.
So he's Bay Area. Listen, I'll say this, for all the dude's weirdness and all the stuff that he comes with, and I don't really follow the Steelers at all, but if they've got a decent team, they're going to be great because he's a good quarterback. Like, I know that the Jets they suck. They always suck. You know, I don't even know why John notices them.
Music
because
to my ears.
The Pats have beaten them every year, twice a year for 30 years. Mm. Like, the Jets just are terrible. They're a known bad franchise. The Steelers are quite different from that.
Mm. Oh, the Steelers.
They're one of the models.
They are one of the models.
And they've got one of the great coaches. He's been there forever. If they've got a team around Rodgers, they're going to be good this year.
Mm.
So, and Rodgers can maybe even go out on that last, you know, like hurrah will be.
It would be good for him.
I killed it.
You know, right.
I got to go now.
I suppose that's probably part of this is that, you know, his ego was like, you couldn't save the Jets. You got to get on a team that you can end with a winning season.
Right.
But Jordan Rodgers was on The Bachelorette and they are estranged, evidently.
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, right. Aaron,
like each other.
It's Aaron. Aaron and his entire family are estranged is what they were alluding to throughout that entire season. I don't know if he wound up being a bachelor afterward. He was a contestant for sure.
He was a contestant and he was like the favorite of the Bachelorette, JoJo, yeah. And they're still married.
Oh, is that so?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God, they were adorable together.
Yes,
they really were. I think she said, I love you to like three different dudes on that season.
I also heard, though, that it was like clear from the first second that they were in love.
Oh.
Or that she was going to pick him.
And so they were like, listen, we got a show to do here.
Exactly.
You can ride off into the sunset with this guy.
But we're going to need 3 makeouts and at least 1 overnight with another guy. You're going to have to do it.
That show's ridiculous.
I know.
It's really not doing well. Compared
no.
to how some other reality shows are evolving.
Well, the thing about The Bachelor and The Bachelorette is it's just, I mean, don't these things run? It was fine. I used to really like it. It was just funny. Dumb people, drunk, doing dumb things. I was like, it's fun.
People,
it's guilty.
People I know and like that show.
Yeah.
And I've often thought, first of all, like when the question, do you watch The Bat? No.
Yeah.
No, I do not. Do you? Yeah, it's such a guilty pleasure. Totally love it.
John was he hung on to it for a long time. I watched the first few seasons with him on both the shows. He hung on for years and he would be like, Sarah, you got to see this one thing. I saved this one thing for you. So he'd show me this thing that was on there. We'd laugh and ha ha ha. We have all these, we say frustrated all the time because, and relationship, because that is how it's said on those shows. They just, I don't know if they're slurring. They just not enunciating.
Well, they feed them drinks, you know that.
They definitely do that. I think that's one of the things. You can't be a sober person and go on that show. They're like, no, we can't. We need you to be hilarious and go crazy. And they do go crazy on that show.
Always.
Always. It's one of the things you can rely on. But I'm with you. I don't think it's, it hasn't held up. It's just, it is what it is. And it's sort of like, I can't sit through yet another rose ceremony.
Right. And they did do a good job revamping it when they introduced Bachelor in Paradise, because then you got all the fan favorites from a few seasons all hooking up with each other. And that was fun.
But to me, that was less of a game. Like, the Bachelor in Paradise stuff was just like, let's just get a bunch of hot people, put them in bikinis, right, feed them drinks, and just see if they hook up and give them like a chance to go with this guy or a chance to go with that. Like, it didn't seem like anybody won on that, except the viewers, of course.
There are no winners in the war of love.
That is true. That's true. Nobody wins in love.
Is that something?
I don't know. You should write that down. Bob just came up with it. There's no winners Bob-ism in the war of love. But nice Bobism there. sometimes there are no winners.
But you know how they did the Golden Bachelor?
Yes.
They are now bringing on people from the Golden Bachelor onto Bachelor in Paradise. So it's going to be, there's going to be age gaps.
I like that. I think it's fine.
As long as the
Cougars prowl.
Person is at least 25 years old. I'm okay with it.
25 you're cut off.
Yes.
At 25, you're like, that's you're fully an adult. Lobes. Next up, 30.
The lobes are done.
Oh.
At 25.
25. You're fully formed as a human being.
Your brain, at least.
Yeah, they're not going to hold with that.
Then
they're
you have to spend 5 years figuring out what you need to undo.
And by
from
then,
the
you're
years.
30.
And here I am.
Yep.
A hero.
She is a hero. This morning, Bob was a hero. You'll have to go back and listen to the last 30. Where we're actually crying over her not being here, and then we find out that she.
Yeah, I feel a little silly. I may have overreacted. I feel a little silly now.
Don't
can we
silly.
Get
Funny
rid
Bob
of
to go around
all that that
the
video?
Sobbing?
Yeah, get
no.
rid of that, please.
Actually, I don't think the video.
Oh, thank God.
Exists.
Oh no, it does.
What?
Fudge.
It's
Come
automatically
on, Bob.
Taping.
Yep.
How did you do that? Is it always taping?
It's technology.
Okay.
Technology.
I'm gonna stop asking questions. It's another week of the Diddy trial. Diddy, there were a couple things yesterday. I'm just going to blast through them real quick and we can get this off our plate because there is some fun stuff today. And this always less fun than you think it's going to be. So this was week 4 in the Diddy trial, and he got in trouble because you're not supposed to be like gesticulating and making faces at jurors. You're supposed to sit there, I guess, with no expression on your face at all. And apparently he was like nodding to jurors and trying to be, you know, kind of like vigorously, like, I don't know if he went like across his neck or anything, but you can't communicate with the jury. They're supposed to sit there and watch and not be interacted with and not feel any pressure and not feel like he likes me. Did he? Maybe I can get a free plane or something. So the judge warned.
Isn't it crazy? There's a possibility someone might still be looking at Diddy as viable.
Oh yeah.
With all the reputation, like him being pulled out into the light and shown to be for what he is, and there's probably still someone out there that, yeah, but I mean, I'm a good singer and he could make me happen, so.
Yeah.
Winkety wink.
I'll do anything to be famous. Including sit on that jury and hang it. So there was the judge's warning. He's a U.S. district judge. His name is Arun Subramanian, which I hadn't heard his name until this week, actually.
That's funny. I have not heard his name either.
I know.
And I watch like all the new stuff. And
right.
They always have an update.
Well, they don't have live cameras
in
there.
Yeah,
I'd ask you guys if, because I'd watched the OJ trial, if these people were all becoming celebrities, and you said it's not on TV.
No.
So no one's seeing any of the
players
involved.
Who was the judge in the
Ito.
He was the one who said, yeah, we can have cameras in here. He was, remember, he was setting up little displays on the bench.
He
they all wanted to be stars.
A celebrity. And right. And so did Darden and what's her
Clark,
name?
Marsha Clark. And all the whole OJ team.
Yeah. Shapiro, everybody.
So this U.S. District Judge, Arun Subramanian or Sebramanian or something. He doesn't want to be a star, apparently. This is literally the first week that I've heard his name in this case. But he admonished Combs for nodding vigorously and making grimaces and facial expressions at jurors during testimony, warning that further attempts to influence the jury could result in his removal from the courtroom. You can't even be here for your trial.
And they're saying the jury won't know why. they don't, that's all done when the jury's out of the room, those kind of admonishments. So it could happen that like they show up and he's not there.
Let me ask
and
you.
They won't know why, and they'll think, and they'll possibly think the worst, like something bad.
Like
about,
something else yeah. happened. So is the jury sequestered?
No.
No.
But they are probably instructed, don't look at the news.
Yes.
Don't read about this.
That's what they're told.
Okay.
But you know people.
I do know people.
People
be people.
There's mine. I'll write that down.
Yeah, that's a good one. Maddie, write it down. I was actually thinking we should write these down. We should actually post these up on Instagram so people can keep track of all our amazing, like, and give credit, like just a black screen with a quote and then whoever of us said it. I think that'd be great. Sarah and Vinny-isms. There was some testimony this week from Jane, an anonymous witness, not our Jane, but a different, it's not me. An anonymous witness referred to as Jane testified about her relationship. Thank you. That was, I'll be here for, I don't know, a few more hours and then I'm off to the weekend. What? Jane Doe apparently testified about her relationship with Sean Combs from 2020 to 2024. So very recent, alleging it involved coercion, control, forced participation in drug fueled sex encounters known as freak offs. So, but they're keeping her. Was she the one that we liked the drawings of her? Or was that Mia, the assistant?
I think it was Mia.
Yeah. Cassie Ventura was also back on the stand. She said, she went on detailing more details of years of alleged abuse, including an incident where she kept a knife in her apartment door handle for protection against Combs' unannounced visits. I don't know if she pulled the knife on him every time he came in. It didn't seem to help. She went through 10 years of this hell, but she would keep a knife on her door handle. And then there was Brianna Bonna Bongolin's allegations. She's a friend of Cassie Ventura's. She testified that Combs once dangled her over a 17th story balcony, later threw her into the garden furniture up there on the balcony and injured her. And she also recounted an incident where Combs allegedly said, "I'm the devil and I could kill you." Payment to suppress video evidence, $100,000 paid to a hotel security guard. That guy testified that he got that cash to obtain and suppress surveillance video footage, which I believe is the same footage he slipped to Cassie Ventura, or someone at the hotel did. He paid for it and they said, this person needs help, and gave it to her. The timeline for the trial, it started May 5th and it's expected to be concluded by the July 4th weekend. And it's time for me to turn things over to you, Vin. What's coming up in the news?
Well, I got a bunch of stories. One that I'm looking or finishing as we speak is the divorce rate and when divorce is, it's a whole thing, but it's after these divorce. And more.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I swear Bob knows the words to every song. She's like rocking out so hard to Alex Warren, the number one song in the country at this moment.
I'm not kidding. Alice plays my favorite song from every time period of my life. Like every single song that we play on this station was my favorite song.
Good vibes and variety, my friend. Alice at 97.3.
You guys, she didn't read that.
Yeah.
She said that
right out of her face.
It's just stuff she says.
Yeah.
Shh, stick to the script, guys.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny Morning Show on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973. It's the at symbol and then RadioAlice973, all one word. And remember to smash that subscribe button because that's what the kids do.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Kick off summer right by going to free concerts every Thursday at Fremont Central Park Performance Pavilion.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
It is.
Really good job.
Fremont is helping sponsor the Party Tunes, tribute bands, and Bollywood sounds in this unique location with stunning views of Lake Elizabeth and Mission Peak. Grab your lawn chairs, cozy blankets, and favorite snacks because the first show is on June 26th at 6:30 p.m. Go to Fremont.gov for more info. Those are cool things. We've done that as a family, gone to stuff in the evening and just laid a blanket out and hang and listen to music.
The kids run around and have fun.
It's super fun. Mm-hmm. Really cool.
It's all the people who live in your community.
And 6:30, still sun out.
Yes.
So you watch the sunset and listen to some tunes and the kids can go crazy.
Go crazy. Go crazy.
All right. Here's what's happening. Morning clouds, sun later. Cooler, though. Highs in the 70s. Last night.
Yeah.
Was epic.
Mm-hmm.
As I'm watching the NBA Finals and Oklahoma City, who I do not want to win.
Yes.
But they were home. They were the home team and they were in the lead.
And favored big.
Favored big and in the lead most of the game.
Mm.
And I just had it on in the background and I was doing other stuff. And they were down by over 10 points at different points there.
15 points with 9 minutes left.
Yeah.
You mean the Pacers were?
The Pacers were. And then they come back.
Mm.
And then they're right there within striking distance. Mm. And then with no, like...
0.3 seconds.
0.3 seconds left, Halliburton hits a shot. It's a two, but that's what they needed to take the lead with 0.3 seconds left. They got the win. They and in series like this, if you can get a win in the other team's house... They call it a stolen game.
Ah.
And that was an absolute stolen. Way to go, Indiana. It was so exciting that I was like, well, no need for coffee in the morning. I'm already up. It was awesome. So adrenalized. I'm like, oh my God, he just did that.
I'm never getting to sleep.
I just witnessed that. Oh. Anyway, congratulations, Pacers. You're not even my team. But I'm rooting for you because, man, that was killer.
Mm.
111 to 110. And tonight the Panthers play the Oilers at 5 o'clock. There's your NHL update as the Oilers are up one in that series. Today is National Donut Day.
Oh.
Yay.
Dunkin', Krispy Kreme are both giving out free donuts. So, you know, as you're getting up this morning, you might be like, you know what would make this day just perfect? A donut.
Yeah. A donut with your daughter. Dad's
Krispy, don't bring that up. Why are you bringing that up?
I don't know. That was bad. You're right.
There was no reason to throw that
because
back in my face.
As soon as you said donuts, I
I'd
was
already
like, oh,
admitted I made the mistake and I won't make that again.
Good.
I needed to be there.
By the way, Donut Day started in 1938 by the Salvation Army. It was a fundraiser for World War I veterans.
It warms the heart that donuts have been around that long, yeah, enough to have their own day.
You're telling me Donut Day is older than the shopping cart?
Yeah.
It's 1 year.
1939. The shopping cart was
that
invented.
Was 1937.
Well, this, that, the other.
What are you two doing?
I don't know.
Why are you arguing with me?
I don't know.
No one brought up shopping carts at all.
You guys are making it not fun.
Yeah.
Well,
it's Donut Day.
Both of you.
You're making it not fun.
These two. And then they try to make it a cat fight, too. You notice that? Yeah. Like, oh, you guys are
fighting. Oh, it's us. Let me just do my news, would you?
Oh, my God.
Happy National Donut Day. Krispy Kreme's giving out a free donut of any kind, they say here.
Gotta
no purchase necessary.
Glazed on those. I mean, come on, Krispy Kreme.
Just walk in.
Just give me that glazed donut.
They'll give you a donut. Dunkin' will be giving a free donut, but you got to buy some coffee.
Oh, well, so you were going to do that.
There's
anyway.
A catch.
Right.
But it's National Donut Day, so yay. All right, I got caught on this story, and then when you asked me for what's up next, I was like, dang it, I'm in the middle of this. Divorces. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about this real quick since I teased you with it. We have always been told at this news desk, the Alice News Network, that the biggest time for divorce is in January, right after Christmas. Everyone puts it off.
You get through the holidays.
And then they file right after that.
They don't want to go through Valentine's Day. Let's just start this new year fresh without you.
Divorce lawyers are now saying that's not true and it's never been true.
Oh.
In fact, January is a slow month. That's what they're saying here.
Is it because everyone's out of money? They just spend all their money on Christmas trying to save their relationship. Look, I bought you diamonds. Is that not enough?
Divorces peak in March and August. Oh. And they're not even entirely sure why. As they say, there's often the summer, there's summer trips planned. So you might be doing the one last family hurrah, but March and August. So, and also these are things that people have been hesitant to file in some cases for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you talk to someone, if you were to interview, you know, an exit interview of the divorce proceedings, they might say, yeah, I was done with that son of a biscuit, like, you know, 4 years prior. And each time things, I just kept saying, I'm hoping for a change. Yes. I want better for us as a family.
We tried and tried.
And it just doesn't end up coming to be. But that
and it's expensive. Like we hear all the time, the whole cheaper to keeper thing. Like it's just really, but happiness is worth whatever it costs you.
Well, and one of the things in this article, besides the divorce really peaks in March and August. One of the things they're saying is divorce numbers are way down. People are being much more thoughtful about getting married in the first place. Yeah. But they say the numbers where divorce is up are people over 50.
Oh.
And I imagine, and they don't specifically say this, but there's definitely a lot of families that stay together for the kids.
And then the kids have moved out.
And now here we are and we're staring at each other and that whole thing that brought us together in the first place has long gone out.
Yeah.
And here we are going,
what are we doing?
Well, and it's weird. I do like the idea. We talked about this before in that I like when someone is still living their life as hard as they can, even in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. It's neat to see someone say, I'm not wasting time.
Right. Or even just being, you know, up for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not just like, okay, let's do that. That sounds fun.
The only demographic in the United States that's seen an increase in divorce rates are those people over 50. It has doubled since 1990. Oh. And tripled for people over 60 in that same period.
Wow. And you only live once. You're living with somebody who's just like, nah, I'm just going to sit here.
The gray divorce, they're calling it, is an interesting move. I can see why someone would say, I've lasted this long. But I also can see why someone would say,
I'm not putting up with this
anymore. Why do I got, whether it's 20 years or 20 minutes, I want to pursue joy and happiness. And
they, what do they say? Familiarity breeds contempt. Like, you get through all this stuff and now it's just back to the two of you. And, you know, he's doing that thing that he does that bothers you.
Or she is.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm speaking from my perspective. Like, something that drives you crazy, you're just like, I don't want to put up with this anymore. I've been picking this guy's socks up off the floor, his gross socks, you know, for 40 years now. I can see it. I can see someone, especially with what we're being sold these days. Live your best life. Get out there. You see everybody living amazing lives and having crazy experiences on Instagram. Everywhere you look, there's something going on. You think, that's passing me by. That guy's just sitting there. I want to go do some stuff. I think I'm going to break up with him.
Oh.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This article is saying, and it's just contrary to what we've always read, which is it's in January. It's actually March and August are the biggest divorce
those
months.
Those are kind of doldrum months. You know what I mean? Like, they're especially August, there's no holidays there. It's the kind of the end of the summer. People are sick of the heat.
You're coming out of summer and you're going back into the school year.
What starts in September feels like the true start of the year. Like, I know there's New Year's Day and all that stuff, but I always feel like the beginning of the year is like Labor Day in that time. So maybe that's it. Mm-hmm. And then March is just like, you're so sick of winter. Like, enough of this. That sucks. I'm depressed. It's been crappy out. I can't stand you. I'm going to file for divorce. I can see this.
I'm happy to see, though, that the divorce rate is down in general and that it's down among young people because
Means they're being a little bit more thoughtful.
I'm not around enough people on a regular basis to interview them all. I really like to, you know, get to the bottom of things.
You're pretty chatty.
I like it. But, you know, I've heard your story where the lady was like, I'm canceling this marriage before it happened. What was that? Yes. Your niece or cousin or?
That was my friend, Mike J, the model, his daughter.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like.
And that was days before. Like, we were all getting packed and getting ready. We all had flights and places to stay in Omaha, which was kind of a bummer. That was the biggest bummer.
I know.
Like,
I was all about you going there.
We were all. And then we all started talking about, like, should we still go? I'm like, nah, I just don't really feel like it. It's like I suddenly got a weekend back. No thanks. I didn't go to Omaha.
I like that people are being more thoughtful about it, though.
Yes,
I agree. Before they even get married, are we sure we want to do a whole life with this person? By the way, I maybe missed this earlier. They say that a lot of people had been thinking about divorce for 2 years or more before they finally filed.
It makes sense. I don't think that's a snap thing. I think it's something that builds up. You start considering it. You start thinking about, like, how would my life look? What plans would I need to make? And you get your ducks in a row, and then you get some paperwork put in front of the other person.
How about a fast fact?
I love those, Vinny. And it's a Friday fast fact. Oh, my God.
The oldest track on Spotify's 100 most streamed songs list is?
The oldest track on the 100 most streamed songs. It's Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen.
Why are you looking at my paper? You looked at my... Don't celebrate. You looked at my paper.
I get a point. I was like, what's the one that everybody goes back for?
Galileo.
Galileo. I'm ready. Keep going.
Galileo. It's so funny.
I'm just a poor boy. Nobody knows.
Okay, okay.
I'm just a poor boy from a poor family.
Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go?
Miss
me
now.
No, we will not let you go.
Let me go.
Oh, my God. Of course that's it. Everybody on the show knows that song, and everybody in their car is singing along right now.
Even Bob jumped in. That was amazing.
Hey, I'm going to give myself a point. I think you need to do the game today.
I'll do the game
so that I can finally have an extra point. I get a point, right? I should get 2 points.
No.
I feel like I should get 2 points.
The oldest track
what
on...
What do the other people think on here?
That's for 3 points.
I think that's a three-pointer.
No reference.
Two.
Completely from the brain.
Yeah. I'll take the two, but I appreciate the three. Thank you.
The oldest track on Spotify's 100 most streamed songs list is Queen's Bohemian Rhapsody from 1975.
Yeah, it is.
It is 35th with 2.8 billion streams.
Incredible.
The second oldest song on the 100 most streamed songs.
The second oldest.
Can she do it again,
now,
ladies and gentlemen?
So what year was Bohemian Rhapsody?
1975, and this song is from 1979. The second oldest song on
happening in 79.
Spotify's 100 most streamed songs.
I mean, it was too late for disco to still be happening, right? It couldn't be like staying alive.
Disco was happening in 79.
It's not disco.
Okay. Mm. Is it like a full-on classic rock standard?
It's Queen.
Oh, it's another Queen
song.
Another
one bites the dust?
Nope.
Oh, that was a good one. That's a good guess.
We are the champion.
No.
Oh, what?
It's one of their best songs, and it's the song that I've mentioned many times. He likes...
Because I'm having a good time.
He likes boning guys so much that this song is this love affair to men, and don't stop me now. Having such a good time. Like,
having a ball. Don't stop me now. You know why?
I have never heard I feel like I've had some, you know, happy customers along the years.
Don't stop me.
Along the way, but
but
his joy.
Yeah. He loves men.
He
loved them.
He loves to do it.
Yes. Do it. Exactly. Like Lady Godiva. So I think, though, I wonder if... Because of the movie Bohemian Rhapsody, because I knew that song and I was seeing it, but I wasn't a song that would come up. But at the end of that movie, they played it and you just were so like it was the perfect song to end that movie with. And I wonder if that was why so many people started listening to it.
Wayne's World, too.
Wayne's World was Don't Stop Me Now?
Oh, no. I was thinking of...
Oh, no, Bohemian Rhapsody. Rhapsody. Oh, okay. I feel like that's... Okay.
And that's also, an all-time
that
classic.
That could also be because of this movie. I mean, I'm sure it got a big jump. So what number did that come in the 100 most streamed songs?
92.
Oh.
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen.
Stop me.
They have two songs in the 100 most streamed songs list.
All right. Well, I don't get any points for that, but I do get 2 points for Bohemian Rhapsody. I'd love to win on a Friday.
Nebraska.
Omaha. Somewhere over here.
It doesn't matter. Nebraska is the only triple landlocked state.
What does that mean?
I'm about to tell you.
Oh.
Which means it doesn't touch an ocean. The states bordering it don't touch an ocean. And the states bordering them don't touch an ocean.
Oh, that's incredible.
There it is, everyone.
Where in middle America? Nebraska. It's just so layered in. Like, it is truly somewhere in middle America.
It's triple landlocked.
Is it kind of dead center?
No, I don't think.
It's fairly centered.
What do you think? Like, Iowa's dead center? Like, what's dead center?
What's next to Colorado? Like, Colorado's Wyoming? Pretty close to, I think. Hold on.
You think Colorado's dead center? It could be. I think, doesn't Nebraska come off of that and Wyoming?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma is actually dead center.
There you go.
Oklahoma is?
Yeah, which is crazy.
Feels south to me.
Well, it's also, yeah, it's right there above.
Kansas. Seahawks.
Kansas is pretty close.
Nebraska's pretty damn close to dead center as I look at it. There's your map.
Yeah, you know what? Though I think you're right. I think Kansas. Well, maybe Nebraska.
Maybe.
I mean, they're all pretty.
That border right there.
Yeah, that is full on middle America.
Landlocked.
Triple landlocked.
Right.
I like that. Was that a fast fact? Because that was a really good one.
That was.
I really. Omaha.
Actually,
here we go.
I'm reading a little more. It says. True geographic center of the U.S. is South Dakota.
Oh, South Dakota.
What
is that because of Alaska?
I was
because I'm not here for that.
Although it would be more like somewhere in the Pacific Ocean because you'd have to figure in if you're going to take maybe they mean like continental.
Oklahoma and Kansas are definitely the two centers.
Yeah, South Dakota. That's a no. That's
too high up.
It's cold.
Come on, you guys.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, a three-pointer. You're making it not fun, Sarah.
What?
You heard them.
I didn't say three-pointer. That was Bob, and she does make it fun. So, in your face.
You just got a facial.
Listener. I bullied that listener.
I'm singing along.
Yeah. That was a fun moment. That's called a Friday moment. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3.
Don't Stop Me Now is featured in Shaun of the Dead. Jeff, Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's got to be where the streams are coming from.
I don't know. It could just be because it's so awesome.
It's a fun, upbeat song about doing dudes. I would love to hear some lady sing that song sometime.
To you.
To the men of the world.
Oh.
We should do karaoke.
Okay, I'll do it.
We used to do that on the show. But
I love karaoke. I'll freaking do it anytime you want.
It's awesome radio.
The hard part is pulling her off the mic. Like she really loves to do it.
It's been tried.
What's
Bob,
your go-to?
It's not great radio.
It is. It's awesome.
Not for the radio.
Him. Oh, that just go like, do it? Like yeah, Silver Cloud or something? I'll do it.
That means we have to go hang out.
I tell you what. Okay. Are you thinking about coming to my house for 4th of July? No pressure.
Maybe.
You should think about it because it won't even just be karaoke. It'll be, you tell me a couple songs, we'll learn them and you confront the band.
So my brother-in-law is going to be in town with his wife.
Are they cool?
Susan. Yeah, super cool.
Why don't you bring them?
We can bring them.
So it depends if I can.
And Maddie will be there.
No pressure,
really
though.
No pressure.
Yeah, right.
Sarah.
You're trying to get her there. Don't tell her.
Whatever you want. But yes to all your friends.
Okay, sweet.
Don't stop me.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh.
I can go to some more texts. I just wasn't sure if you were done.
Well, I'm looking at the clock now and thinking that we should break it.
All right, fine.
Surprise! Tom Cruise breaks another world record and manages to still be alive. Incredible!
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up!
Wake up!
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music. Or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.